ശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം.
പേജ് നമ്പർ 6, വേഴ്സ് നമ്പർ 8.
ഗുരുരുവാച അത്ര ബ്രൂമ സമാധാനം കോന്യോ ജീവസ്വമേവ ഹി യസ്വം പൃച്ഛസി മാം കോഹം. ബ്രഹ്മൈവാസിന സംശയഃ
When a person approaches an enlightened person, that means an ignorant person approaches an intelligent, wise person, knowing that he do not know, he who knows not and knows, he knows not. He who knows not and knows, he knows not. Such a person approach a person, he who knows and knows, he knows. He approach such a person, he who knows and knows, he knows. That person must be the teacher, this person must be the student. Both of them are eligible to have the status of one person as a teacher. He who knows and knows, he knows. He has got the capacity of communication, giving that knowledge, so he can have the status of teacherhood. And this person, he who knows not, he is perfectly fit person to study under that person. So he is called a student. So that is what Guru Shishya Samvada begins. And this person, he who knows and knows not, he knows not, this person approach that wise person and ask, please give me self-knowledge, remove my self-ignorance. Even he need not ask, remove my self-ignorance. If he asks, please remove my sorrow, that itself is sufficient. I do not know what is the remedy for to remove this sorrow, but please remove my sorrow. Please remove my ignorance. Please remove my limitation. Please remove my that finitude, some emptiness, something I want to know. There is some type of what you can call inadequacy. That feeling itself is sufficient. We can say he is a qualified student. He need not undergo all sufferings. That is not necessary. Every student need not go all pains. Isn't it? Tapatraya means there, he says, lot of pain, three types of pain. A person can come because of pain, sorrows. A person can come out of interest, interest to know that knowledge, to come out of this limitation, defect-free, something I want to know, that eagerness, that jignasa. Whatever may be the reason, out of jignasa, out of sorrow, out of pain, he approached a wise person and knowing that he is having that answer. Then Guru says, that answer is simple, by Mahavakya Jnanam it is possible. Removing that finitude, parichinnatvam, limitation, is possible only by Mahavakya Jnanam. The statement revealed in the Shastra. Then Guru is going to reveal that Mahavakya. And here the Shishya is very informed. He asks the question, what is Mahavakya? In that Mahavakya, that Guru says, Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam Tadatmyam Jnanam is Mahavakya Jnanam. That Jnanam removes your sorrow. Then the Shishya asks, Kaha Jivaha? Kaha Paramatma? Katham Tadatmyam? Who is that Jiva? I do not know. Who is that Paramatma? I do not know. How that Aikyam is possible? Then Guru says, well, I am here to teach you. Let us start that teaching. So you listen. Atra Brumaha. In the 8th verse, he is starting his teaching. Atra Brumaha. Now you are ready. I am ready to teach you. Atra. This is the context. Brumaha. I shall teach you. I shall give you the answer. Samadhanam. About what? About Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam, I will give you the answer. Before giving the answer, what he says? You have asked me who is Jiva. Oh student, you have asked me who is Jiva. He says, Kaha Anyaha Jivaha Swamevahi. You are alone is the Jiva. Who is none other than you the Jiva? You are the Jiva. In that Mahavakya, Jiva, Atma, Paramatma, Aikyam, I am talking. That Jivatma, Swameva. You are alone. Jivaha, that individual. Jiva, that which has mentioned in the Mahavakya. Swameva, Swam means you. Eva means alone. You are alone, that Jivaha. Sahanyaha. Who can be other than you, the Jiva? Not only that, he says, your student may get doubt. I am the Jiva. Who am I if you get doubt? Suppose, Yaha Swam Mam Kaha Aham Prichyasi. A beautiful way of presentation, you see. Kaha Aham. Who am I? You are asking, no? Kaha Aham. Who am I? Kaha Aham. Yaha Swam Mam Prichyasi. Yaha means who? From you, who is, who you, that you are, Mam Prichyas, you are asking me. What you are asking me? Kaha Aham. Who am I? You are asking. Brahma Eva Asi Na Samshayaha. From Brahma Eva Asi. Who is asking me, the questioner who is asking, he himself is the Jiva. You are the questioner, you are the Jiva. Who is asking me? That person alone is called Jiva. First line he said, Kaha Anyaha other than you. Then, who is that Paramatman Brahma Swameva Asi? That Brahma who is asking me that question, who am I? That person alone is Brahman. Mahavakya over. That person who is asking me the question, that person alone is called Jivaha. That person alone is Brahma. From Brahma Asena. You are Brahman. Na samshayaha. There is no doubt in that. No doubt. There is no vagueness. There is no doubt. You need not doubt about this. Other than you, who is the Jiva? Other than you, who is the Brahman? Therefore, you are the only Jiva. You are only the Paramatma. Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. Avan inge solittu poitaru namakku onnu puriyum. Next sloka. Then Shishya is continuing his doubt. Mahavakya he said in the previous sloka, you see the previous page, no? That Mahavakyam is the sadhanam, he said. Vachana Vyaktihi, that Guru said, you are asking a nice question. But that is possible. Sadatma Vishyam Jnanam Mukti Sadhanam is Tattvamasyadi Vakya Uttam. That Vakya Vritta means he is telling about the sentence. So you are talking about the sentence. So every sentence requires words. First, I do not know the word jnanam. What to talk of sentence? He is telling that in this shloka. We will read that 9th shloka. But he is asking.
Tishyavvacham. पदार्थमेव जानामि नाद्यापि भगवन् स्फुटम् अहम् ब्रह्मेति वाक्यार्थम् प्रतिपद्ये कथं वदाम्
Student is asking, padartham eva na janami. What padartham? Nam vittu pandra bhakshan illa padarthama, inna padarthama. See, the best student does the artha avruti. Best student does the artha avruti. Artha avruti means seeing the meaning of those statements. Artha avruti. Best student. Unqualified student does only shabda avruti. Unqualified immature student does only shabda avruti. What it means? Suppose Taittiriya Upanishad we are chanting. Dikshaam vyakhya syamaha varnasvaraha matravalam parrot madri. Gidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidigidig meaning, suppose, if go on chanting, that is called Shabda Avritti. You are focusing on the sound. Your mind is focusing on the only padam, that not knowing the meaning. That is called Shabda Avritti. Repetition of only Shabda. Immature people only immersed in chanting throughout the life. Rudram, this Upanishad, that Upanishad, Suktam, so many mantra pushpa, whole book by heart. Anna. Puru Vartya Ardhan Triyad. That is called Shabda Avritti. But you have to learn chanting in the beginning. Later, the purpose of chanting is to culminate into knowing the meaning. One has to come to meaning one day or other. That is called Artha Avritti. Knowing the meaning is called Artha Avritti. Mature people alone can come and ready to see the meaning of that statement. So you are all mature, qualified, therefore you are interested in studying the meaning. Artha Avritti, Shabda Avritti. So don't spend too much time in Shabda Avritti and skipping the Vedanta class and going to chanting class. If you do not know about Vedanta class, scriptural study, okay, doesn't matter, you can go to Shabda Avritti. After coming to Vedanta class also, preference is what? Bhajan class, suppose, not you, generally I am telling. Suppose a person vote for bhajan class, chanting class, you on the class poidumo, where on the class Swami will repeat next class in journey. Suppose a person goes, every go, all the best next person. So an intelligent person never does that. Unintelligent people vote for Shabda Avritti, intelligent people vote for Artha Avritti. Therefore here Shabda should be converted into Artha. Shabda should be converted into Artha. How can I convert? Is it a physical event to convert? How can I convert? How to study only? Shabda by studying, looking at Mimamsa, inquiring into the meaning, you get Artha. That is called converting Shabda into Artha. Similarly, Tat Tvam Asi Padam. Tat is a Padam. That is a Padam. In Mahavakya, Tvam is a Padam, Asi is a Padam. So if I say Tat Tvam Asi, Padajnanam, Padajnanam. But Arthajnanam, what do you mean by Tat, what do you mean by Tvam, what is meaning of Asi? இந்த சத்துல வாட் ஆர் ஆல் தேர் காம்போனன்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் இன் ஃப்ரம்ல வாட் ஆர் த காம்போனன்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் விச் காம்போனன்ட்ஸ் ஐ ஹாவ் டு டிலீட் விச் காம்போனன்ட் ஐ ஹாவ் டு டேக் ஆஃப்டர் டேக்கிங் விச் காம்போனன்ட் வாட் டு வாட் ஐ ஹாவ் டு மிக்ஸ் இதெல்லாம் தெரியணும். அதுதான் பத அர்த்தம். பத ஜானம் மஸ்ட் பி கன்வெர்டட் இன் டு அர்த்த ஜானம். பத ஜானம் மஸ்ட் பி கன்வெர்டட் இன் டு அர்த்த ஜானம். That is called Padartha Jnanam. என்ன இதெல்லாம் கதை என்ன? பதார்த்த ஜானத்துக்காக பத மஸ்ட் பி கன்வெர்டட் இன் டு பத அர்த்த ஜானம். இஸ் கால்ட் பதார்த்த ஜானம். Now he says, பதார்த்தமேவ ந ஜானாமி. That பத அர்த்தம் I do not know. That from Sanskrit a problem in it. What is the prakriti of that tat? I do not know. Swam, how it has come, I do not know. Asi, adi vera teriyadu, verb. How to know? Padartham na janami. Padartham eva na janami. I do not know even that the meaning of that padam word. Na janami. Adhyapi, now also. Adhyapi, now also. I do not know that. He Bhagavan. Oh, my revered teacher, I do not know. Putam, clearly I do not know. You know, people are talking, Tattva Masi, Tattva Masi. There is one person, where he is having Tattva Masi there. Avar enna alavukku indha Mahavakya Jnana irukku theriyadhu. And he has released a lot of CDs. Edho koncham irukkum Jnana. Ananu, how much knowledge is required to know about his own name? Okay. So, Sputta means clear knowledge, not vague knowledge. Tat means that, Swam means you, Asi means are, you are that. Everybody can see some little grammar is there. But Sattvamasi, that Mahavakya, that which occurs in the Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter, Sattvamasi Prakaranam, Sadvidya, Adi padikkiruvukku, evlo naal aagum? How many days, how many weeks, how many months, how many years it will take? Putam jnanam is possible only by consistent study. It is not possible otherwise. Aham brahma iti vakyartham. See, tatvam asi pada artham, tatvam asi is a statement. Pada artham na janami, aham brahma asmi vakyartham, அஹம் பிரம்மா இது வாக்கியார்த்தம் கதம் பிரதிபத்யே வதா. Whenever குரு says you are that means how the student has to convert, you has to be converted into first was Uttama Purusha. Swammanu Madhyama Purusha, Guru says you are that. Yes, yes, I am that. He has to say. I am that Brahman alone, he has to say. In Sanskrit, how you translate it? அஹம் அந்த சொம்னு யூனு ஐ ஹாவ் டு கன்வெர்ட் இன் டு அஹம் ஐ ஆம். வாட் குரு சேட் தட் யூ தி ஜீவா இஸ் நல்லதர் தேன் தட் பிரம்மன். தட் மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் ஆம் ஏ பிரம்மன் அஹம் பிரம்மா யூ ஆர் டெல்லிங் அஹம் பிரம்மா இது. ஸோ அஹம் பிரம்மா இது வாக்கியார்த்தம். பதார்த்தமே புரியல எனக்கு, வாக்கியார்த்தம் என்ன புரியும்? See, we have to understand here the corollary of these statements. A statement is a group of words. Very, very important, very technical. A statement, whenever I make a statement, or any person, what is it? Group of words. A statement is a group of words. Now, arranged according to certain rules. Any statement, sentence, arranged according to certain rules. Certain rules means what? In a sentence, there is a subject, there is an object, and there is a verb. And you have to keep the subject, object, verb in a proper place. Then only the connection meaning will come. These are all components. The subject is a one component in the sentence. Object is one component in the sentence. Verb is one component in the sentence, and even the subject, object, verb, different places are there. the sentence won't give any meaning. Water, tub, mug. என்ன அர்த்தம்? Water, tub, mug. என்ன அர்த்தம்? You have to connect it. There is water in the tub, there is mug also. You have to connect the sentence. Just words you cannot drop like that. That is called connection. Construction of the words. Words building and children. Words building. You teach to your children, no? Words building. Words construction. So all the, these are called constituents. Components are constituents. Constituents all put together is a sentence. All constituents put together a sentence. If constituent parts are not there, sentence cannot be formed. These are all highly analyzed in Tarka Shastra. Highly analyzed how they arrive at it. A sentence is not possible without the constituent parts. Okay, that means word, pada jalam. And this is applicable to knowledge also. When we come to Mahavakya Jnanam, the same thing we have to apply. There has to be some constituent parts in that sentence and the words has to be there. To know the sentence meaning, first what you have to know? Words meaning you should know. Suppose, can you say, I know the sentence meaning, but I do not know the words meaning in that sentence. Can you say, I know the sentence is very clear to me, but I do not know the words in that sentence? We never say that. Whenever I say I know the sentence, that means what? It is understood. I know the word meaning also. There is a student says, வாக்கியமேவ ந ஜானாமி பதமேவ ந ஜானாமி கதம் வாக்கியம். Without knowing the words, how can I know the sentence? Therefore, teach me what are the words first. Give me clear definition. See, pada means the word. Vakya means the sentence. Pada vakyam. Eiri me guru bhis purvam pada vakya pramanataha. பிரணதோஸ்மியம் பத வாக்கியம். பத வாக்கியம் மகா வாக்கியத்தில் பதம் இருக்கிறது. So பதம் வாக்கியம் we have to understand. So without words there is no sentence. Without understanding the meaning of words, you cannot arrive at the sentence meaning. So the student says, பதார்த்தமேவ ந ஜானாமி, when I do not know the meaning of the words, till now clearly, அஹம் பிரம்மா இதி வாக்கியார்த்தம் கதம் பிரதிபத்யே. How can I know? பிரதிபத்ய means how can I know? வத, please teach me how to know the meaning of that words. Now next shloka we will read.
குருவாச்சம் நேத்து பதார்த்தபோதோஹி வாக்யார்த்தாவகதேரிஹ.
Very nice, simple, important sloka. The Guru says, Satyamaha Bhavan. Bhavan means, it is a plural. Bahuvachanala irukka. Bhavan is a respective word actually. The Guru is respecting this student, which Dayananda Swamiji always says, a teacher, a well-versed scholar or well-versed in highest knowledge, never take the students as granted. When students are coming and sitting, the teacher is not supposed to think, ivanukku onnu theriyadhu, edhu sonnanu kuda he nods the head. Teacher is not supposed to think like that. Thinking that the students are very, very informed students, and in Nenichi, teacher patient. லுக்கிங் டவுன் அப்பான் த ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ், இவன் ரொம்ப மத்தாக வந்து இவனுக்கு ஒன்றும் தெரியாது அது நினைச்சு எந்த டீச்சர் கூட கிளாஸ் எடுக்க கூடாது. த டீச்சர் மஸ்ட் கீப் த ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் இன் ஹை பெடஸ்டல். யூ சீ தட் பவான் யூ யுவர் வேர்ட் சத்தியமாக த ஒன் வாட் யூ ஹவ் செட் இஸ் ரைட். வெல் வாட் யூ செட் இஸ் ரைட். வாட் இஸ் ரைட்? வித்வுட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் த வேர்ட், ஹவ் ஏ பர்சன் கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த சென்டென்ஸ்? Well done. You have asked a right question. Teacher is encouraging. Teacher encouraging the student. அப்படி சொன்னா the student will not feel that guilty. ஏன்னா ஏதாவது தப்பான கேள்வி கேட்கிறானோ என்னமோ அந்த மாதிரி ஃபீலிங் வராது. சத்தியமா? சத்தியம் சொல்லிட்டேன், உண்மைதான், கரெக்ட். வாட் யூ சேட் இஸ் ரைட். அத்ர விஞ்ஞானம் நைவ வித்யதே. அத்ர மீன்ஸ் About this means what? Without understanding the words, understanding the sentence, what is your contention? I agree with that. Vigana means there is no difference of opinion to me. I totally agree with you. An artham. Viganam means difference of opinion. No disagreement. Vigana means disagreement or difference of opinion. I don't have any disagreement with your statement. I agree with you. Vigana means disagreement. Naiva vidyate. It is not there. I agree with you. I accept your statement. What you said in this ninth verse. That I accept. Viganam naiva vidyate. What is the reason he says in the second line? Padartha bodhahi ஹேது வாக்யார்த்த அவகதே. இஹா இஹா மீன்ஸ் ரிகார்டிங் திஸ் சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர். ரிகார்டிங் திஸ் மேட்டர் சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர் வாட் யூ ஆர் டாக்கிங். இஹா பதார்த்த போதா. போதா மீன்ஸ் நாலேஜ். நாலேஜ் அபவுட் தட் பதார்த்தா. வேர்ட் மீனிங். Knowledge about the word's meaning. Pada artha padartha. Knowing the meaning of the words is the cause. Hetuhu. Cause. For what? Vakya artha avagatehe. To understand. Avagatehe means to understand what? Vakya artha. To know the meaning of the sentence. That means what? Pada artha is the cause for the effect of that sentence artha. To know the meaning of the sentence, to know the meaning of the sentence, what is the cause? Knowing the meaning of the words. That means knowing the meaning of the words is a cause. Karanam. Hetu means karanam. Cause. When padartha, knowing the padartha is the cause, leads to what? Knowing the vakyartha. That must be what? Karyam. Effect. Here, karanam is padartha jnanam. Hetu. Karyam is vakyartha jnanam. He means emphasis. Apridhani. So, பதார்த்த ஜானம் alone is the cause for the knowledge of the sentence. To knowing the meaning, to know the meaning of the sentence, that is certain, definite. There is no sandeham in this. Avagateh means jnanam or knowledge. Knowledge of the sentence. How nice, beautiful, simple language Shankaracharya writing. Are you feeling simple? I have to say, because you are all grammar students now. Avagatehe means avagam dhatu. Knowing. In knowing the sentence meaning, knowing the words is the hetu. Well, I am happy that your statement is agreeable. Totally I agree with you. Then what? He is going to explain that pada artha. Shloka number 11.
അന്തഃകരണ വൃത്തി. സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യ വിഗ്രഹ. ആനന്ദ രൂപ സത്യ സൻ. കിം നാത്മാനം പ്രപദ്യസേ.
You see the words, what are all words the student is using, the same words the teacher is also using. It shows the teacher is going along with the student's mind and other. That means he is the best listener. സ്റ്റുഡൻ്റ് എന്നമോ കേൾക്കുന്ന ടീച്ചർ ഏതോ ചൂടുന്ന എപ്പിടിപ്പെട്ട ടീച്ചർ അവർ. ടു ഷോ ദാറ്റ് ദ ടീച്ചർ ഈസ് ലിസണിങ് അറ്റൻറ്റീവ്ലി ടു ദ സ്റ്റുഡൻസ് ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ എന്നർത്ഥം. ഈ ആസ്ക്ന്ന് നയൻത് ശ്ലോക ഈ ആസ്ക്ന്ന് കഥം പ്രതിപദ്യേ വദാന. വദ മീൻസ് തമിഴ് വധയില്ലേ, തമിഴില് വദ വധാക്ക് രണ്ട് മീനിങ് ഇരിക്ക. വദ എന്ന അടി, അന്ന് വധ നിങ്ക വധ എന്ന സ്പീക്ക്, പ്ലീസ് സ്പീക്ക് മീ, ടെൽ മീ. വദ് മീൻസ് ടു സ്പീക്ക്, ടു സ്പീക്ക്. അന്ന് വധക്ക് മുന്നാടി പ്രപദ്യേ എന്ന് ഹി യൂസ് ദ വേർഡ്. ഹൗ കെൻ ഐ നോ പ്രപദ്യേ, പ്ലീസ് ടെൽ മീ ദാറ്റ്. നൗ ഹി ഈസ് യൂസിംഗ് ദ സെയിം വേർഡ്. സോ ദ ടീച്ചർ ഈസ് വെരി വെൽ അലേർട്ട്. ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് ദ സ്റ്റുഡന്റ് ലാംഗ്വേജ് ഹി that itself the teacher has come down, and the 50-year-old teacher has to come down to the 5-year-old child language. Prayer like mother knows Thai language, but when she want to feed her child, mummum sabriya, mummum sabriya nu kekva. Idena mummum anna sabriya, saapadu sabriya nu ipdi paapa kolanda. Mummum sabriya nu solluva kolanda. അതിന് മദർ ചൈൽഡ് നോസ് ദ ലാംഗ്വേജ്. അതുമാതിരി ദ ബെസ്റ്റ് ടീച്ചർ ഇസ് വൺ ഹൂ നോസ് ദ ലെവൽ ഓഫ് ദ സ്റ്റുഡൻറ് ആൻഡ് കം ഡൗൺ ടു ദ സ്റ്റുഡൻറ് ലെവൽ ആൻഡ് ടീച്ച്. അന്നെ വേർഡ്സ് മാത്രമേ നമുക്ക് പറയൂ. സീ ലുക്ക് ഇൻ ടു ദ ശ്ലോക. അന്തഃകരണ തദ്വൃത്തി. അന്തഃകരണ മീൻസ് മൈൻഡ്. See, from this 11th shloka onwards, up to 27th shloka, Tvam Pada Vichara. First, these three words you have to remember. What are those three words? Padatrayam. Padatrayam teriyanu first. Tvam, Tat, Tvam, As. Mahavakya. Tat is one padam, Tvam is one padam, As is one padam. Tat, Tvam, As, Padatrayam. In the padatrayam, one word he is going to analyze from 11th to 27th shloka. That svampada vichara. Enquiry into the individual nature. Jeevasvarupa vichara. Jeevasvarupa vichara. Who is Jeevatma? What about tatpada? From 28th to 36th. From 28th shloka onwards up to 36th shloka, the teacher is going to explain about tat pada vichara. Ella edathula pada potukkanum. Tvam pada vichara, tat pada vichara, asi pada vichara. From 37 to 48, that is called vakyartha vichara. So tvam is ready, tat is ready, so asi is going to bring into sentence vakyartha vichara. What text we are studying? Vakya vritti. Vakya means what? Vakyam, mahavakyam. So antahkarana tad vritti. Who is this jivatma? He says antahkarana means a thought which arises. Vritti means a thought. Vritti means a profession. In the beginning class I said, vritti means profession, vritti means thought also. The thought which arises in the mind. Antahkarana vritti. Antahkarana means that which, the instrument which is inside. Karana means instrument. Antaha means inside. Chakshuradi indriyams are all bahya karanams. Eyes, ears, nose, all these are all bahya karanams, external instruments. Instruments are sandeva. Instrument is that what you use. Pen is instrument. Eyes are also instrument to see. Similarly, mind is also instrument. What type of instrument? Antaha, internal, inner instrument. Knowing, inside. Vritti, antahkarana vritti, that thought which arises in the mind. Antahkarana vritti. Sakshi chaitanya vigrahaha. That vritti is known by the sakshi. Chaitanyam, which is sakshi. Vigraha means swarupaha. Chaitanya swarupa, the nature, no? The chaitanyam, it's the nature of chaitanyam is what chaitanyam? Always consciousness, no? Sakshi chaitanyam means which is the witnesser of. Chaitanyam is that which is the witnesser of your antahkarana vritti. That chaitanyam, who is the witnesser of your thoughts, all thoughts, mother thought, daughter thought, office thought, every thought, who knows? Chaitanyam knows. Since the chaitanyam knows, witnesser, that chaitanyam ke enna pere? Sakshi enna pere. Sakshi enna, directly who is perceiving, experiencing. Who is experiencing? The sakshi, the chaitanyam is experiencing that vritti which is in antakkaranam. Therefore that chaitanyam ke enna pere? Sakshi. Therefore what we can call it as sakshi chaitanyam. Sakshi chaitanyam means sakshi of what? Antakkarana vritti. Antakkarana vritti of whom? My own thoughts. I cannot know other person's vrittis. I cannot be the sakshi of other person's thoughts. Thank God. Nobody knows my thoughts. Nobody knows my... I do not know your thoughts. That's why he said antahkaranam. Every word is very, very significant. Isn't it? Antahkarana sakshi. So antahkarana vritti sakshi chaitanyam. What is the nature of that chaitanyam? Second line he says, ananda rupaha satyaha. That chaitanyam which is the witnesser of the internal thought is of the nature of ananda. It is of the nature of ananda. What is the translation of ananda? Ananda. Don't translate as happiness. Okay. Ananda is ananda. Nand dhatu. Asamantat nandate iti anandaha. Complete, purna ananda. Satyaha. Pure existence. Pure existence. Satyaha. Sun. Sun means revealing in his nature. Sun. Remaining. Not removing. Remaining. Sun means remaining in this nature. Satyaha san, anandaha san, remaining in this nature. Kim atmanam na prapadyase? Don't you know this is as atma? Don't you know who? This chaitanya who is the witnesser of your internal thoughts, which is of the nature of ananda, which is of the nature of satyam, na, ever existent, pure existence principle? Don't you know? Why Caesar is asking, Kim na prapadyase atmanu? Unakku theriyala? Yaaru theriyirudhu atmanu? Appo enna na? He want to create inquisitiveness in the student. Namma kolandha kuda ketta, theriyala? Inga irukka theriyala na? Enakku eppadi theriyamale poichu? Iru iru na paakren ani solluvom. Illayo? Inga na irukke theriyala unakku? Anna? Ayyo eppadi theriyamale poichu? Adhu thonum unakku. He says, him atmanam na prabhadyase. May you not know this? Don't you know this? Which is inside? It is very far na, ingeyo doorama irukana therinjukappa poi kashta padanum. Inge dhaane irukke sakshi chaitanyam. Chaitanyam is witnesser of your own thoughts. அது தெரியல வந்துட்டு தெரிஞ்சுக்கோ அப்படின்னு சொல்லலாம். ந பிரபத்யசே ஆத்மானம், இது புரியுற ஆத்மா அந்த ஆத்மாவைன்னு அர்த்தம். ஆத்மானம் என்னன்னா த்விதீய விபக்தி, அந்த ஆத்மாவை அறிகிறே நீ. எந்த ஆத்மா சைத்தன்ய ஸ்வரூபமா சாட்சி ரூபமா இருக்கின்றதோ உன்னுடைய எல்லா எண்ணங்கள் சாட்சியாக பார்க்கின்றதோன்னு அர்த்தம். அது நீங்க தெரியல, எங்கயோ இல்லப்பா, அதேதான் அர்த்தம். தமிழ்ல ஏதாவது மிஸ்டேக் பண்ணா தப்பா நினைச்சிடாது. சோ ஹி சேஸ், சரி அவர் சொல்லிட்டாரு, நமக்கு என்ன புரியுதுன்ற விஷயம் இப்போ. தேர் இஸ் நோ கேப் பிட்வீன் சைத்தன்யம், சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் அண்ட் தாட். அதுதான் ஐ நோ த கிளிப் என்ன தெரியுது சுவாமினி. கிளிப் விருத்தி கிளிப் தாட் கம்ஸ், ஐ நோ த கிளிப். யூ சே ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கிளிப் தாட் ஹேஸ் டு கம் அண்ட் வாட் யூ சே, ஐ நோ த கிளிப், ஐ எம் த விட்னஸர் ஆஃப் திஸ் கிளிப், ஐ எம் த விட்னஸர் ஆஃப் திஸ் சயின்டிஸ்ட். இட்ஸ் எ தாட், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் தாட் கம்ஸ், தென் ஐ சே ஐ நோ திஸ் சயின்டிஸ்ட். பட் திஸ் விருத்தி, அந்தக்கரண விருத்தி, சாட்சி, போத் ஆர் வெரி க்ளோஸ். இஸ் இஸ் ஃபார், இங்க எங்கயோ இருக்கு. கிளிப் இஸ் ஃபார். பட் அந்தக்கரண விருத்தி அண்ட் சைத்தன்யா, சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் தூரமா இருக்க முடியாது. ரெண்டுமே ஒட்டின்னு இருக்கு. பிசிக்கல் வச்சுட்டு ஒட்டின மாதிரி. போத் ஆர் டுகெதர், தே ஆர் நாட் பிசிக்கல்லி அவே. தெர் இஸ் நோ கேப், தெர் இஸ் நோ ஸ்பேஸ். தட் இஸ் வை வி ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ரெக்கக்னைஸ். Clear? That is why we are not able to recognize. When can I recognize? When you do Vedic meditation, Vedanta meditation, you will get it. That's why meditation, for this only. These are the very, very subtle areas where mind cannot dwell upon without meditation. Nididhyasana is meant for this type of assimilation of ideas. He says, now we have to see those five points again. Mind become alive by consciousness. Antahkarana is a mind in which thoughts arise. Body, body kulla heart, heart kulla manas, manas kulla vritti. Annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, annamanamaya kosha kulla thoughts. First what thought? அகம் விருத்தி, நான் என்கிற விருத்தி வரும். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஐ தாட் வில் கம், தென் வாட் கம்ஸ்? மம வில் கம். ஐ கம்ஸ், அகம் விருத்தி, ஐ தாட், தென் மை ட்ரெஸ், மை புக், மை பென். இப்ப மைனா ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வாட் ஷுட் கம்? ஐ வந்தாதானே மம வரும். அகம் மம, அகம் மம, நானு என்னுடையது, நானு என்னுடையது. இட் இஸ் அகம் விருத்தி. வேர் இட் இஸ் ரைசிங்? In the mind. So mind is jadam, inert, made up of five elements. That inert mind become alive because of chaitanya. That inert mind become alive because of chaitanya. And that mind says, yes, that there is a thought. It starts thinking. The mind starts thinking. When the mind is start thinking, who is the witnesser? Sakshi. Sakshi, Chaitanyam is the Sakshi, witnesser of the thought which arises in the mind, which is originally inert, but once the thought is arising because of the presence of Chaitanyam. Kashtama irukko? Kashtama da irukko. Purinjikkanum. Try பண்ணுங்க. Now consciousness is called சைத்தன்யம். Consciousness is called சைத்தன்யம். Consciousness is not the part of the mind. Consciousness is all pervading. is not the part of the mind, not product of the mind. Panchasutram, napam vechukonga. Consciousness, that is Chaitanyam, Sakshi Chaitanyam, is not the part of the mind, not the product of the mind, not the property of the mind. It is not the property of the mind. Second point, consciousness is an independent entity. Consciousness is an independent entity which is pervading and enlivening the mind. Consciousness is an independent, swatantram, independent entity which is pervading the mind and enlivening the mind. And the mind, hridayathukulla manas irukku, and the manas full, who is occupying? Consciousness. And the whole desk is occupied by whom? Light. அது மாதிரி சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் டோட்டலி பர்வேடிங் த மைண்ட். பை பர்வேடிங் த மைண்ட், சின்ஸ் த சைத்தன்யம் ஹஸ் காட் சென்சியன்சி, சின்ஸ் இஸ் மைண்ட் ஹேஸ் காட் த கெப்பாசிட்டி டு பாரோ த சென்சியன்சி, மைண்ட் பிகேம் வாட்? சென்சியன்ஸ். பாரோட் ஃப்ரம் ஹூம்? சைத்தன்யம். சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் கால்ட் லெண்டர் ஆஃப் சென்சியன்சி டு ஹூம்? டு த மைண்ட். Mind is the borrower of sentience from who? Chaitanya. Borrower, lender. Who is borrower? Who is lender? Mind is the borrower. Chaitanya is the lender. Chaitanya is borrower, mind is lender. Chaitanya is the lender of sentience to the inert mind. Mind is the borrower of the sentience from that Chaitanya. இது the crux of Vedanta. இது புரிஞ்சாத other steps you can understand. So, என்னுடைய மனசுன்னு சொல்றோம் இல்லையா, அந்த மனசுல thoughts are rising in the mind. Thoughts are rising because of the mind is alive, active. Mind is alive, active, thoughts are arising. Now you can understand? My conscious is an independent entity which is pervading the mind. இங்க இல்ல, pervading the mind and enlivening the mind. Enlivening the mind. Since consciousness is all pervading, why can't it enliven this desk? Swamini, Chaitanyam is all pervading. Sarvagataha. Once it has got the capacity of enlivening the mind, why can't consciousness make this desk sentient? It cannot. Even though consciousness, the Chaitanyam, is all pervading, this desk has no mind. It has no subtle body. Sukshma Sariram is not there. But this human body, இதுக்கு நாலு கால் இருக்க, நம்ம ரெண்டு கால் தான் டெஸ்க்கு, நாலு கால் இருக்க, நாலு கால் இருக்கு சென்சியன்ட் ஆக முடியுமா? பட் ஆனாலும் எனக்கு ரெண்டு கால் தான், ஆனாலும் சென்சியன்ட். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹூஸ் கிரேஸ்? மைண்ட். த மைண்ட் ஹேஸ் காட் த கெபாசிட்டி டு பாரோ த சென்சியன்சி. சோ அந்த கரண விருத்தி சாட்சி சைதன்யம். கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் அன் இண்டிபெண்டன்ட் என்டிட்டி which is pervading and enlivening the mind. Then, third point, consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of the mind. Since consciousness is all pervading, consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of the mind. Why? My mind is pervading here only. My mind is in whose heart? In my heart only. But consciousness is pervading, Chaitanyam is pervading all over. Can my mind limit the consciousness? Space is all pervading. Space is pervading in this part also. Now after this part has come, and the part can say, I caught you inside the space, you have come inside, I am limiting you. And can part claim that? Can argue with the space? You are becoming limited. You are in part only, can it say? He never say. Why? Part can never limit the space which is all pervading. Similarly, this mind is like a thought. It cannot limit the boundaries of the consciousness. Then, fourth point is, consciousness continue to survive even after the dissolution of the mind. In deep sleep, the mind is not functioning, but consciousness is present, evident. Consciousness continues to survive even the mind dissolve. After the dissolution of the mind, consciousness continues, for example, sleep, one falls asleep. Last point, that consciousness, when the mind is dissolved, that consciousness cannot be transactable. That consciousness, which is there, all pervading, but the mind dissolves, it is not available for transaction. Not available for transaction. And just keep all these points in the mind and go further. Shloka number 12.
Satyanandaswarupam hi. Sakshinam bodha vigraham. Chintayatmataya nityam. Chaktva deha digam hiyam. Dehadigam. So, to understand this Sakshi Chaitanyam, which is enlivening your mind, which is the witnesser of your own thought, Antakarana Vritti, to know that what you have to do, disidentify with this body-mind complex. Dehadi yam dhyam. Dhyam means the intellect, buddhi, that which is associated with the body, mind. Dehadi gacchati iti dehadi gah dhyaha. Tam dehadi gam dhiti ayuhati akaranta strilingaha. Dehadi gah shabdaha. You have to focus on what? By dissociating, chattva means dissociating with this body, mind, identification with the body, mind, it dissociates. What you have to do? Focus on Satyananda Swarupam Sakshinam Bodha Vigraham. This sentence, little bit of depth is there. I'll explain in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi